stay holds more importance. Yes, yes, I remember now. Yes, and it was December 33rd in at that year. Yes. Good. So we will have a little class, and I do hope to make some wonderful, some good points. I hope. And let us start immediately. I thank you all for coming on this cold, stormy, dark morning into the temple to observe or have the darshan of the deities, and then sing. And your dancing is middle good. It is between not good and super best good. So there is still way to improve in joyfulness, in expression, in devotion, and so on. And please, I will test you in 1 year how well you are. Well done. Good. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Madhava Kunya Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varada Ji. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varada Ji. Yasoda Nandana Bhaja Jana Randana. Yasoda Nandana Bhaja Jana Randana. Yamuna Sita Vanachari. Yamuna Sita Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada.
Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Bhakti Siddhanta Jaya Bhakti Siddhanta Jaya Bhakti Siddhanta Srila Prabhupada
Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. We will read today from the third canto, chapter 8, text 1. One moment. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Maitreya Uvacha. Sevani Ubata Puro Bangsho Yalo Kapalo Bhagavat Pradana Babu Vite Hajita Kirti Malam Pade Padinu Tanasyasya Apikshnam Maitreya Uvacha Satsevaniyo Bhata Puro Bangsho Satsevaniyo Bhata Puro Bangsho Yallo Kapalo Bhagavat Pradana Babu Vite Hajita Kirti Malam Pade Nutana Yasya Bhikshnam Yes, please chant.
Maitreya Uvacha.
Takirti Malam. Pade Pade Nutanayasya Bhikshnam. Thank you. One Vaishnavi, please. Sasevaniyo vatapuro vamso Yalo kapalo tanvatodana Babu vidyajita kirtamara Thank you. Maitreya Uvacha. Shri Maitreya Muni said, Satsevaniya, worthy to serve the pure devotees. Vata, oh certainly. Puruvansha, the descendants of King Puru. Yad, because Lokapala, the kings are Bhagavat Pradhana, chiefly devoted to the personality of Godhead. Babu Viti, sorry, Babu Vita, you are also born. In this, Ajita, the Lord who is unconquerable. Kirtimalam, chain of transcendental activities. Pade Pade, step by step. Nutanayasi, becoming newer and newer. Abhikshnam, always. Translation. For those who join the reading of the Bhagavatam, this is in a meeting between the great saint Maitreya and Vidura. And Maitreya encourages Vidura by pointing out his ancestors, people who came before him. The royal dynasty, he says, the royal dynasty of King Puru is worthy to serve the pure devotees because all the descendants of that family are devoted to the personality of Godhead. You are also born in that family. You are born in the family of devotees. You are also born in that family, Vidura, and it is wonderful that because of your attempt, the transcendent pastimes of the Lord are becoming newer and newer of at every moment. Purport. The great sage Maitreya thanked Vidura and praised him by reference to his family glories. The Puru dynasty was full of devotees of the personality of Godhead and was therefore glorious. Because they were not attached to impersonal Brahman or to the localized Paramatma, but were directly attached to Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, they were worthy to render service to the Lord and his pure devotees. Because Vidura was one of the descendants of that family, naturally, he engaged in spreading wide the ever new glories of the Lord. Maitreya felt happy to have such glorious company as Vidura. He considered the company of Vidura most desirable because such association can accelerate one's dormant propensities for devotional service. Please join me in offering our obeisances. I will include one pranam mantra to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Please join. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Askatyamade Satarine Shiva Shavanavi Devi, repeat. Shiva Shavanavi Devi, Daitaya Kripataye, Daitaya Paitataye, Krishna Sambandha Vikyana,
Krishna Sambandha Vikyana,
Daine Prabhave Nama,
Daine Prabhave Nama.
The translation reads of this verse, I offer pranam to Sri Bhashavanavi Daita Dasa. It's the name of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is the manifestation of an ocean of mercy who bestows realization of our eternal relationship with Sri Krishna. My dear devotees, please note that this is a pranam mantra which is meant to be chanted at all times, in other words, even after the disappearance of a great soul to whom this mantra points. So this means that he still at this moment is an ocean of mercy from us, for us, who has a specific task or distinguishing feature. He bestows realization of our eternal relationship with Sri Krishna. Wonderful. On such wonderful days, often songs are sung, and I would like to start today with one.
Oye Vaishnava Thakura.
If you want, you can sing along. It is I don't really know. It's Oye Vaishnava Thakura. No? Maybe I'm thinking of your distraction machines. It should be available there. How would we do this? Who is a good composer? I hear, Michael. This is magic. We can just sing all together. I will sing the first line and then we sing all together the whole song.
Ohe Vaishnava Thakura Dayara Sagara Edase Karuna Kori.
Please join me.
Ohe Vaishnava Thakura Dayana Sagara.
And all together, please.
Diya Pada Chaya Shodo He Amare Tomare Charana Dore.
And let us continue.
Chaya Vega Dami Chaya Dosha Shodi Chaya Guna Deha Dasam Chaya Satsanga Neho He Amare Bodhisi Sangerashe Ekaki Amara Nahi Baya Bala Harinama Sangeetane Tumi Kripa Kori Shada Bindu Diya Deho Krishna Namadane Krishna Se Tomara Krishna Dita Bala Krishna bole dae dava pache pache.
O Vaishnava Thakur, you are an ocean of mercy. Being compassionate upon this servant, purify me by giving me the shade of your feet of which I take hold. I have problems. Help me to subdue the six urges and purify my six faults. Bestow upon this servant the six qualities of a devotee and give me the six kinds of devotional association. I'm waiting in hope of attaining your association. There's one thing I need you to know. Alone, by myself, I do not have the strength to perform Harinam Sankirtan. Being kind and giving me one drop of faith, bestow upon me the priceless treasure of Krishna Nam. Krishna is yours, so you have the power to give Krishna. I'm only a beggar running behind you, calling out, Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
I'm only a beggar running behind you, calling out, Krishna, Krishna. Yes. Beautiful. In the purport to this verse, where Maitreya Muni glorifies the dynasty of Vidura and thus encourages Vidura, your devotee, your ancestor, that devotee. So in this, in his purport, Prabhupada said, Maitreya considered the company of Vidura most desirable. Why is the association of these great Vaishnavas most desirable? Because such association, Prabhupada writes, can accelerate one's dormant propensities for devotional service. My dear devotees, you all have inside of you inclinations to serve Krishna. This is normal, to be attached to Krishna, because we are his part. We do have a connection to him. But this sometimes takes so long that some devotion comes out. If you have association with the real devotees, this manifestation of devotion from your heart becomes accelerated, goes quicker. Let us again contemplate about this sentence. Maitreya considered the company of Vidura most desirable because such association can accelerate one's dormant propensities for devotional service. Beautiful, no? Have we not all experienced this to some degree or another, that when we are in the association of good devotees, it comes out and we say, me too, I also want to become a devotee of the Lord. It goes faster, otherwise it takes long time. So this is the accelerating agent. There are many ways in which we could glorify Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. In order to glorify someone truly, you need to understand them. Would you agree? If you only
I remember there was one young devotee from the punk scene who joined the movement and then chose his guru. And when he was asked, why did you choose this particular guru, he said, because he sings like the leader of AC/DC. AC/DC is a heavy, hardcore iron band, you know, it is, or what is called heavy metal band, you know, not iron band. And so, yes, that may not be the criterion, you know, that there's some similarity in the vocal cords, yeah, by which we choose our guru, but we all have to start somewhere, so no problem. Yes, and the spiritual master felt ashamed when this came out. He felt, he doesn't understand that I'm not part of this mundane entertainment industry any longer. And I want to give something else than this. And his praise was really affecting the opposite. His prospective guru felt embarrassed, really. So in order to properly praise, you do need to understand. And therefore, today I will not talk so much about the amazing achievements of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. Within a lifetime, we all have heard, he opened 64 Gaudiya Math temples. He sent his disciples to England and the West. And most notable is our own Srila Prabhupada, his disciple, in which he invested so much of his attention and blessings. Bhaktisiddhanta actually wrote a few days before his disappearance a letter which became the life mission of Srila Prabhupada. In this letter, he said, I think you should go to the Western countries because you have command over the English language. No? So I will not talk about the many books, the way in which he instituted Dai Vivan Ashram. No, I will not talk about the schools he opened, the amazing discussions which he had. His many amazing disciples. I know in Germany he had a professor who knew 7 languages became his disciple, and then a baron. Is this can you understand in English the word baron? An aristocrat, Baron von Kroot. He became his disciple. There are many ways in which we can glorify him, but I have chosen to try to highlight a little bit his what is going on, his mood, his understanding, and so on. There is one very endearing account of him. He had gone to Prayag after he had completed a Vrindavan Parikram and gave an amazing lecture in the house of a very influential person. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati said, if we can capture the intelligentsia of a country, then they will, who are so appreciated, they will spread Krishna consciousness very fast. So during this time, many unheard philosophical points began to pour from his lips, and his disciples who were there, and the important people who listened, they were all very, very impressed. And after the lecture,
one of his disciples told him, Guru Maharaj, what you said today, it clarified so many points and it was so deep. But then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gave only a very short reply. He said, Goba Ganesh. That was his comment. So this refers to a Ganesh deity that is made out of Goba, cow dung, and he is used for certain ceremonies, and after that he is brought, well, if there is Mother Ganga, to any holy place and merged and he in the water and then dissolves, of course. What he wanted to say is that he really was only here's a difficult English word for you, conduit. Conduit means a conductor, so to say, of something divine that came through him. No? We all know that Krishna sometimes starts speaking through a speaker, and when we go to the speaker and say, wow, you just clarified everything in one paragraph for me. And the speaker, if he is a devotee, you know, we speak of devotee speakers, he just will fold his hand and he will say, I'm not aware that I said something so important, but perhaps I was an instrument that was chosen by Lord Krishna to help you move on. And I feel, my dear devotees, this is the one thing which makes devotees so sympathetic and which makes also acharyas so accessible. They are considering themselves humble servants or instruments or please help me with the pronunciation, conduits, yes. Hare Krishna. Like this conch shell was the conduit of the breath of our talented conch shell blower, our pujari. No, in other words, they say, I cannot take credit for what comes through me, because that which comes through me is not my own making. It is Krishna who is working through me. Hare Krishna. Therefore, in the song which we have just now sung, we approach the Vaishnava and say, Krishna se tumar. Krishna is yours. He comes through you. He's yours. And I simply am a beggar. Here's the direct translation. Krishna se tumar. Krishna is yours. So you have the power to give Krishna. I am only a beggar. Ami to kangal, running behind you, calling out, Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
Yes, we cannot say it enough. Wonderful, no? Goba Ganesh, Goba Ganesh. Just how important these acharyas are highlighted in the Bhagavatam, and I have chosen two very nice places. One moment, sorry. Yes, here we are. Here it is. Srila Prahlad Maharaj, he was saved by Lord Nrisimhadev, from the cruel hands of the sword-wielding Hiranyakashipu, his own father who wanted to kill him. And Before that, there was a prophecy by Narada Muni. Narada Muni had said, that when Hiranyakashipu attacks his own son, then the Lord will appear and dispose of him. He had said this. He had prophesied it. Yes, he said that Hiranyakashipu is a terrible problem. He cannot be disposed of or stopped by anyone in the universe. However, if he makes that one mistake to attack his devotee son, Prahlad, who is so dear to the Lord, at that time the Lord will not tolerate it. He will not be silent. And he will come from the spiritual world. He will appear and protect his devotee Prahlad. This were the words of Narada Muni. So Prahlad knew about it, and when he when he prayed to Nrisingadev, he said, Manyesva Britya Rishivakyam Ritam Vidatum, which means, you have acted and come just to prove true the words of your devotee, Narada Muni. There is no other cause. In other words, you came because Narada Muni had prophesied it and you wanted to uphold his words. So in the purport to this verse, Prabhupada is giving a lecture, and it is so beautiful that I request you now to listen with sharpened attention. Prahlad Maharaj has said, Tava Britya Pasha. So to serve the servant of Krishna is better than to serve directly Krishna. Because if the servant of Krishna promises something, if the servant of Krishna says, I'll take you to Krishna Loka, you must go there. Even Krishna cannot do that. I mean to say that he does not say that very easily. Therefore, our philosophy is to please the servant of God, Tat Britya, then it is very nice. So do you get it? When a great devotee of the Lord gives a promise, then Krishna feels compelled, is here a right word, to fulfill that promise. He says this in another lecture. Prabhupada speaks about this in another lecture. Or it could be the same lecture, I'm not sure. It was from 1976. He says, Prahlad Maharaj is a devotee. He can ask Krishna for the power. Please give me such power that along with me, I shall take all of them. That is Vaishnava. He can do so. Vaishnava Thakura Tomara Kukura Boliyajana More. Therefore we have to become a dog, it's very humble, servant of such a Vaishnava. Chariya Vaishnava Seva Nishtarapa Yachakeva. Without serving a Vaishnava, nobody can be delivered. Because the Vaishnava is so merciful, he can demand to Krishna, please, for my sake, please excuse him. I'll take him with me. So Krishna grants him, all right, you take him. Can you feel the impact of these words? Vaishnava, Thakur, like today, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is very much whom we worship. No? He has such, what he says has such power that Krishna listens and says, okay. Prabhupada has spoken often about this relationship between a pure devotee and Krishna. You remember when Srila Prabhupada crossed by ship the Atlantic Ocean, it was very, very inconvenient. Those who know the Atlantic Ocean from swimming perhaps or holidays, I hear Gujaratis don't swim, but we have a few non-Gujaratis here also. They know the waves are very high. Wow, it's really high. I once was only saved because I began to drown in the waves. The waves came over me, and then my elder brother jumped into the ocean. He was bound in a rope by a rope, and friends were holding the rope, and he swam all the way out. He grasped me as I was drowning. Perhaps he dove even under the water to catch me, and then he made the sign, and the friends then pulled him out and me out. But it's so dangerous that when you get in, don't play around with the Atlantic Ocean. I can only say this. Stay non-swimmer. You know, this is not safe. So when the waves came there, sometimes as high as a double or three-storied house, Prabhupada was very, very much affected in his health, so much so that he even had a heart attack. And at that time, he said he saw the Lord with his many incarnations in another boat, just next to the other boat, the Lord wanted to take him and bring him back home, back to God, and he said, please don't take me just now. I have not yet completed the mission of my spiritual master. I'm just going. I'm just to fulfill that. So please let me preach your glories. Please don't take me now. And then the Lord said, okay, then do your nonsense. You know, this is like very friendly word. Okay, then do. So. Yes, these great devotees, they want to take us conditioned souls, us rebellious conditioned souls, us, here comes my new word, wayward conditioned souls. They want to take us, and because they have this determination, Krishna says, okay, then take them. This is what we owe so much to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who sent our Srila Prabhupada over the ocean on this mission of delivering conditioned souls from the clutches of the material energy. Can you feel? It's so important, because Krishna himself bows down to the promise and the intention and the desire of his devotee and makes it possible. Krishna is very difficult to please. Krishna is Krishna. But when his pure devotee, who is dear to him, intercedes and asks on our behalf, Krishna says, take her. Okay, fine. So I would like to now highlight a few of the amazing instructions of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Because obviously, if you want to be connected to such a devotee who then prays on your behalf, you have to you can't turn against them or away from them, but you have to become a follower, you know, follow the instructions. And I would like to quote a few instructions. I would actually only try two types of instructions, because otherwise you have an information overload and forget everything. Are you interested to hear a few of these instructing words? Yes, no, middle, good. The first type of instructions relate to the, which I want to share with you, relate to chanting the holy names. Remember this morning I said you are already chanting, very nice, but your dancing can be more joyful, less mechanic, no? For the pleasure of Krishna. So the first type of instructions relate to chanting and dancing. Param Vijayate, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says. Param Vijayate, say. Param Vijayate. Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Supreme victory to the congregational chanting of Krishna's names. This is the sole object of worship in our Gaudiya Math. Worship to the chanting. You can see on the altar of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur temple, the main deity is the holy name. You may say, no, we see Radha Madhava, we see Radha Kunya Vihari, we see Radha Giridhari. Yes, my dear devotees, the holy name is identical with Radha Madhava, Radha Giridhari, and so on. Radha Madhava, Radha Giridhari, Radha Gokulananda, as we will hear a little later, will manifest their glories upon hearing our chanting. We only need to accept it. Therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur continues, the acceptance of Sri Harinam and direct realization of Bhagavan are one and the same. Now he will say in which mantra, you know, mantra in the sense of motto. Motto. He has initiated his followers. He says something which requires a lot of consideration. Fasten your seat belts. We are not doers of good or bad deeds. We are not about doing things good or bad. Nor are we scholars, nor are we illiterate. And then what are you? You're not... Where's your emphasis? Carrying the shoes of Hari's pure devotees as our duty, we are initiates into the mantra Kirtaniya Sadahari. Please repeat. Kirtaniya Sadahari. That is, Sada means always Kirtaniya, praise the name of Hari. That's our duty. That's what we are about. He continues in the right after this to clarify something. He says, preaching without proper conduct falls within the category of karma. We must act properly. But he wants to emphasize the supermost best activity is to always chant the holy name. When I was this year in one forest, Kadamba Kandi, I met a saint there who is quite well known. At least I saw a huge poster of him. And I came into the place where he was sitting. Someone has told me, and he was surrounded by some men, both rich Parsis, local people, and people perhaps from Delhi or from, you know, they looked well dressed. And he was speaking to them, and so I came in, and he looked at me scrutinizingly. Am I one of these young devotees who's fanatic and has no realization or nothing and is thinking everyone is a Maya except the ISKCON devotees, you know? he looked at me with that, you know, hint of a smile and the scrutinizing eyes. Who's that person who is coming in there? And he asked for my introduction, and I said, Mere desh Germany, Mere naam Shachinandan Swami. He laughed because it smoothened the atmosphere, you know. Just, I don't know Hindi, so, but this is what I know. Mere desh, my land is, and my name is this. So he laughed, and the tension went out of the air, and he turned to the other who was sitting with them and said, Harinam. He's a Harinam man. And then he spoke in English to me and said, see, everything you do here in the world will be taken away by time, latest at the moment of death. Only one single thing will stay, that is the holy name. How much have you chanted? You will take that with you. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati shares this. He says, we will not remain in this world for long. We won't stay here for long. And by profusely performing Hari Kirtan, when the time comes where we give up these material bodies, we will experience the ultimate reward of embodied life. In simple English, we now have a body. It will stay for a short time with us in comparison, you know, with the universal time and eternal time. It's a very brief moment in eternity. But if you use this for Hari Kirtan, glorifying Krishna, then you will have the ultimate, the best reward of your life. Then he says, he encourages us, can you still listen or are you at the end of your attention span? Ambarish, still listen. Our two twins, possible to listen more? Yes, good, good. So, my dear everyone, if two children can do it, you can also do it. He encourages us. Do you also experience sometimes a discouragement when you chant, mundane thoughts come in the mind? I think we all know what it is. So he says, when mundane thoughts arise while taking Harinam, one should not become discouraged. No discouragement. A secondary consequence of taking Harinam is that these useless mundane thoughts will gradually go away. Therefore, one should not worry about this. By dedicating one's mind, body, and words, by serving Sri Nam and continuing to chant with great persistence, Sri Nam will grant one darshan of his supremely auspicious transcendental form. Bhujan Prabhu tells a very endearing situation. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur gave darshan when he stayed in the Chaitanya Gaudiya Math, and I guess everywhere. As far as I remember, it was in the late afternoon. It is the same time when Srila Prabhupada gave darshan. So many people were there, asked questions, and at the end they all went out, and only a handful of brahmacharis remained. They had a terrible doubt. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, "You are here. Please speak. What do you wish to know?" And they looked at the floor and said, "We don't dare to speak. We are uncomfortable to ask our question." He said, No. You please ask your question." And they said, "Guru Maharaj, we are chanting. We are doing everything. But we do not experience any results so far." What they said is, in a plain English word, "The process you are teaching does not work for us. That's heavy." So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur mercifully, kindly, he said, "Do not worry, just continue. It will work." And you know, when such a great soul says so sincerely, then you know, okay, I'm sorry, just that little cloud going through my mind, but it will work. And this is what he also says: don't be discouraged because of mundane thoughts that come and distract you. After some time it will disappear, and Srinam Prabhu, Radha and Krishna, will grant one darshan of their supremely auspicious transcendental form. Nice, no? Very encouraging. It's a simple answer, but when a great soul gives such an answer, okay, I'm up. Yes. So these were some instructions that referred to chanting the holy name. There is another set of instructions I would like to give two examples from, which refer to the other part of his process. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is quoted as saying, "The holy name is never alone. It's not that we just chant. He's always associated with something else." And he said, he gave the example of Krishna. Krishna is always associated, our two twins, Hare Krishna, twin G's, who is always with Krishna? Can you please answer? No, please think, look at the altar, who is always with Krishna? You know everything, wonderful. Radharani is always with Krishna. No, we see on the altar, always there's Radharani. So in the same way, the holy name always is accompanied by Krishna Katha, hearing about Krishna. Because when we hear about Krishna, then we have an idea who the holy name is. So the second type of instructions which I want to read you today is about that. There are many, many varieties of instruction, but we cannot go focus and catch all of them here. Krishna's darshan can only be attained through the medium of the ear. So don't try to see Krishna, try to hear Krishna, no? Through the ear. Krishna's darshan can only be attained through the medium of the ear, as one hears Harikatha, means the narrations of Lord Hari, from pure Vaishnavas. There is no other way. And then he says, wherever Harikatha is being spoken, that is a holy place. So yes, Krishna Katha must go on. It. And the remaining part of this lecture, I would like to encourage all of you. This is my last lecture in on the storm-whipped island called Great Britain, which has become extremely small by losing all their colonies. Hare Krishna. I want to encourage you all. I've said this a few times, and perhaps you hear it again, but please tune in. It is so encouraging. When I visited my friend Bhuijan Prabhu this year, there was a white stone on his altar, and I asked him, oh, what is that? Dwarkashila? No. It's from Vashana, as a stone? No. Then what is it? A promise stone. Have you ever heard of a promise stone? What is a promise stone? In Germany we have this, when you give a promise to someone, like I have given as a child a promise to someone which I have not yet kept and I must keep it. I said to that my friend, I think I will leave the island on which we grew up. I grew up on an island, and I will go into the world, and you will, and I promise you, after a period of 60 years, I will find you and we will meet again. To keep it here, my guarantee is I give you this stone. And he had the stone and he said, let's see if I'm still living at that time. We will meet somehow. So promise stone. Then I said, what promise? And he said, there is one place in Braj where Krishna gave a promise. Sridham, his good friend, has asked him, will you leave us? This was a few days before Akrura would come and Krishna would go in the chariot and go to Mathura. So Sridham asked, will you leave us? Or maybe better, will you ever leave us? And this had a story, you know, you don't fire such a question at the Lord when you don't feel there might be a possibility that he leaves. A little before that, Krishna had stopped the beautiful gopis at Dangati, that's in Govardhan, and had asked them for milk products, and when they turned away from him arrogantly and wanted to go to proceed to Mathura to sell the milk products, Krishna had taken his cowherd stick. You know, it's a stick. It's there's red silk on that stick and a golden, you know, spiral-like thread. It's a beautiful cowherd stick. He had taken it and boom, knocked into the yogurt pot, and the yogurt pot had run out and run on the gopi, and the gopi became upset with Krishna and said, Govinda, is this how you show your strength? Ambushing young innocent ladies, taking a stick on unarmed person and just, if you are strong, go to Mathura and fight with Kamsa's wrestlers. Then you are strong. This is how you show strength. And Krishna had become very serious and he has said, soon I will have to go to Mathura and then I will not return. This was like a thunder into the pure hearts of the gopis, which rent them apart, and they said, oh, Don't talk like this. These are cruel words. Never, never, never say this again. You can have our best products for free as soon as we make them. You can all have them, but never, ever again speak such cruel words that I will go and not return. So now Sridham asked Krishna the question, will you leave us ever? Krishna knew Akrura would come. But after only a short thought, he put his hand on the rocky ground, the whitish colored rocks there, and he said, I swear a solemn oath on the fact that I'm Nanda Baba's son. Nanda Maharaj is his father. And that I'm the cow herd of his herd of 900,000 cows. I solemnly take an oath that I will never leave Braj, I will never leave the Brajbasis, and I will not leave those who sincerely search for me. This is my oath. On the cows, on my father, and he touched the land of Vrindavan, I will not leave Vrindavan ever. Hare Krishna. Isn't that encouraging? We may have our faults, as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur alerted us. Yes, we may have sometimes an invasion of mundane thoughts, and our faith may be compromised at times. We may be even disappointed. Why did Krishna not protect me in this incident? Then why did he not give me this or that or the other thing? But yes, we may have this, but as long as we search for Krishna sincerely, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said so nicely, to the brahmacharis who had developed this doubt. He will give his dasha. He will. It's his promise. You may say technically, but didn't he leave Vrindavan at the end? No, that was only his Vasudeva form. As Krishna, he stayed. But that's another lecture which I will not go into now. I thank you all very much, my dear devotees. Keep on making your efforts in whatever respective life situation you are, where you are placed at the moment. Keep on doing your service. Keep on Harinam, chant the holy name in increasing forms of purity and focus. And yes, hear Krishna Katha. Best from the Bhagavatam, from the pages of the Bhagavatam, and your success is guaranteed 100%. On this, let us end this class by again saying this pranam mantra. But let me ask you, is there a little ceremony for Srila Bhaktisiddhanta? Is this now? Now? After the class? Then we will do it then. Dobro. After class, I think we have 10 more minutes for questions. Is it true or not? Or am I already over time? Or yes, over time?
No,
good question. Maybe 10 more minutes questions. Yes, if you have. Yes, Prabhu, your good name?
Ananda
Achyut Prabhu. Yes, please ask your question. We have a microphone for you.
If you see Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's preaching, he was sometimes quite straight, quite ready. So how I see this preaching style is as not all accommodating. On the other hand, we have the example of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, and Srila Goswami Ashtamit says, they were dear Janapriya. They were dear to the ruffians as well as to the gentlemen. So in that sense, the preaching was all accommodating. I've heard that, as an example, I've heard that Sanatana Goswami, when he used to go from one village to another village, all the villagers of the first village used to come to see him off, and all of them used to weep, they used to cry profusely, even if all of them were not devotees. So, which preaching style should we take to?
Thank you very much for your question, and I think we all have heard it. I'm very aware that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is often quoted as making statements that are almost of a cutting nature, no? And yes, I did have sometimes, when I heard him being portrayed in this way, I also thought, oh, very strong, very strong. But I think this is one aspect of his preaching, which he must have seen as important and highly effective during that time, where there was a lot of, we could say, deviation from the pure teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going on. And he needed to, almost like a stone, is he called a stone mason, or is he, what is Michelangelo? Is not only a sculptor.
He's carving.
Sorry?
Carving,
yeah, a sculptor who carves, no? Yes, he needed to chip away all the things in order to bring the two pure teachings out. That was the time, the requirement of the time, and he did this service. But we all here, pure Vaishnavas, are merciful, full of kripa. And there are stories which I have also heard, which show that, you know, like there was once a pujari had left, we would say, an ISKCON, he had blooped, you know, he had disappeared overnight, and he stayed with some lady. When Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur heard it, he cried, and he felt if he could just meet him and have a word with him, he could encourage him in Krishna consciousness. But how to find him? So he then devised a method. See how intelligent it is. This devotee had a ability to repair wristwatches. He was like what we call it a techno freak. No, he knows how to repair a computer. We in England we have such devotees. No, that there is a technological problem. I know when there is the requirement of a good torchlight or a good compass. I know there's one person who has the best opinion on this, you know, who can measure all the advantages and disadvantages. So he was a wristwatch specialist. So he, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, said to Mahaprabhu Brahmachari, go all over Calcutta and find someone who repairs this wristwatch. And in this way, that Brahmachari was spotted, and back, previous Brahmachari, he was now in other circumstances, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur showered his mercy on him and encouraged him to also go on in his new situation. Vaishnavas are like this. If you read the so many qualities of a Vaishnava, is it 24 qualities? 26, and one is kripalu,
very merciful. But he had this duty, and he spoke about it. He said, if I don't tell the truth, what will happen? He did this service. He said, I've made people a little upset with what I said. But there was a reason for this. Yes, but perhaps you would not do well as a disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and any one of us, maybe not, also not. We can be happy that we have Bhaktisiddhanta, Srila Prabhupada, who was not so stern, but he is not only stern, he did it for a certain reason. It's an amazing example of this, spotting a Calcutta Brahmachari, you know. Very merciful. Not you're useless, I don't care. Not at all. Yes, but Prabhupada said, my Guru Maharaj, what was his quotation? He had an axe in his hand, no? Or what was it? Some instrument in his hand which he was using, you know. Yeah. Oh, the philosophy, when something was not right or thought through, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would set it right. Yes. But his heart is very, very soft. See the other example. Again, you could name Ananta Achyuta. What a beautiful name. Ananta Achyuta Prabhu. There was someone who came to his lectures, who after every lecture got up and blasphemed him before the audience. This is not right what you say, but strong words. And then this person died. I always need to say it, a natural death. There was no dissatisfied. So, and then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur cried. How we are relieved when someone who's on our case and writes bad things in the internet, and finally he stops. We go like, ah, you know, or in the temple there's some disagreement, and there's always someone on the case, and finally he said, I let it go, you know, then, ah. He cried. He said, now my friend has gone. I need to be corrected. Ananta Achyuta, unlimited, servant of the unlimited, unfailable Lord. Let us not make the mistake to judge these pure devotees, these great souls, with our standards in this world. They are beyond. Prabhupada used to say, my Guru Maharaj was a Vaikuntha man, what can I talk about him? They have different perspectives, different ideas, different than us. You know, they're not with that conditioned mindset. So, but please don't feel shy to ask such questions. It's very important to ask questions the way you have asked, and I'm unlimitedly grateful that this subject is raised for our careful introspection or analysis. But as someone who's little older than you in on this path, I really have made in my past many such mistakes of seeing Vaishnavas, great Vaishnavas, with my intellectual, you know, ways of trying to understand. And yeah, sometimes you're right. It's not also wrong. But I have learned one thing. I never touch with my analytical mind the pure devotees. I made talk about social narratives in ISKCON, which are not very spiritual, which happen, due to normal dynamics amongst human beings. I'm not afraid to look here and there, but when it comes to great devotees, I just don't do this. I know because I'm wrong, and I will suffer from this. This is my experience over many years. But again, let us ask questions, let us understand everything properly, and then that is always encouraged in our tradition. We are not silent and mum and stop our mind. This is from asking the questions which arise. This is good, it's a sign of integrity when we do this. It's very desired. All right, we have reached now our time. I wanted to ask more questions, but I wanted to take opportunity for more questions, but I really think this was a good question, and you will hear sometimes lectures where only one aspect is emphasized, and then an imbalanced picture might appear in our understanding. Good. Thank you very much. I wish you all the best. And we have now a ceremony, which, who will explain the ceremony to us? You? Yes. And we have a chance there to pray to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So what is what we do now? Please tell us. We gather around Srila Prabhupada, this area, and then we offer flowers and do Guru Puja, doing Guru Puja for him. Who is guiding us in this? Here, you. Probably there has to be someone who goes there. Okay, this is what we do. First this is how you do it, and so on. You are our temple resident. You please guide us. Yes. Hare Krishna. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki jai. Hare Krishna. Oh, thank you. Wow.